The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, this is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I'll be continuing our readings from the book Money Hacks by Lisa Rowan, and continuing with Chapter 2, Be a Savvy Saver. Moving to hack number 94. Take out your cell phone. Looking for a new place to live, either buying or renting? Do yourself a favor and look at your cell phone signal during your tour. Don't just check it once near the front door. Make sure you take a peek at how strong your signal is in every room of the home. If you're struggling to find a strong signal, it's worth thinking about the additional cost you may have to deal with after moving in. And it's even more important if you plan to work from home. If you need to get a signal booster or repeater to extend the strength of your cellular signal throughout your home, you'll need to get one that specifically works with your carrier signal. That could cost you about $300 or more. A network extender that serves the same purpose can cost just as much. Money hack number 95, cut insurance you don't need. Before you pick up your rental car, check to see what insurance benefits your credit card offers. Extra insurance benefits are usually available for cards that offer travel rewards, and you can only use these extra perks on travel purchases you make with that credit card. Sweat the deals and the details. Check whether your card offers primary or secondary insurance for rental cars. If it only offers secondary insurance, that means it will only cover the cost of a collision or other damage after you file a claim with your primary insurance company. If your card only offers secondary insurance and you don't have a car insurance policy, say you don't have your own vehicle, you may still need to purchase insurance from the rental car company. You'll also want to research whether your credit card offers collision coverage, liability coverage, or both. It's common to have coverage from your card issuer for damage to your own rental car, for collision, but not for damages to the other party. This information is listed in your credit card's guide to benefits that you received in the mail. You can also find this document in your online account for that card. If you have questions about what the insurance benefit does and does not cover, call your card issuer to clarify before heading to the rental counter. And when it's time to pick up your rental, take that guide to benefits pamphlet with you. Some car rental agencies will ask for proof of your credit card insurance coverage if you decline theirs. Rental car insurance can add as much as $50 per day to your overall bill. Imagine what you could do with an extra $50 per day to spend on the fun parts of your journey. Money hack number 96. Make your airfare typical or cheap. Have you ever searched for airfare on Google Flights? The site has lots of tools to help you find the best deal on airfare. But you'll miss one of the most helpful tools if you don't know where to look for it. Don't just scan the prices and pick the ones that looks the lowest. Click on an itinerary. You'll need to select a departure and a return close to your ideal time for the trip. And scroll to the bottom of the next page. You'll see a chart that shows whether the price for that itinerary is cheap, typical, or high based on other flights on the same route. It will also tell you the typical range, so you know exactly what price spread to keep an eye out for. If the flights you're seeing are on the lower end of the typical range, or even cheap, you can be confident booking your trip right away. If the fares are high, wait to purchase or redo your search with different dates or even a different nearby airport selected. Money hack number 97. Never prepay for gas. If you've ever rented a car, you know it can be a tense conversation at the counter. You want to be a responsible driver, but you also don't want to overpay for what can already be a pricey convenience. No matter how many options the counter associate throws at you, never prepay for gas. When you do that, you're essentially paying upfront for the rental company to refill the tank when you return the car. And you pay for an entire tank even if you don't drive enough to get the needle down towards the E. There aren't refunds for prepaying either, if you only drive a little bit. On top of that, rental companies often charge higher per gallon rates for gasoline than the stations located nearby. So even if you choose to pay per gallon for what you need when you return the car, you're likely to be paying several cents more per gallon than you would if you had done the errand yourself on your way back to the rental facility. Next time you rent a car, tell them you'll fill the car up yourself. Then take a note of nearby gas stations as you depart the rental facility with your temporary ride. You'll be happy you did when your trip is over. If you're really nervous about getting credit for your legwork fueling up before you drop off, take a photo of the gas gauge with your phone when you pick up the car, before you fuel up, and as you're dropping it back off. Hack number 98. Negotiate car prices by email. The days of rolling up to the nearest car dealership and spending the afternoon haggling are long gone. If you haven't bought a car in a while, you might not know about the latest advancements in car shopping. Email and texting. Dealerships show available new and used inventory online, and you can input your contact information to ask a question about the vehicle or express your interest. Most dealerships will try calling you as soon as you submit your request, even if you check that you prefer to be contacted by email. Once you're connected to a sales associate, the ball is in your court to negotiate pricing, and you don't even need to have a conversation out loud. These newer methods are useful. If you get anxious negotiating or working with the sales associates, you can plan your next question or statement carefully, and you won't feel pressured into making a decision. Don't like the price? Go quiet for a few days and wait for the associate to follow up. Their next text message or email might offer the deal you're looking for. You'll still have to visit the dealership to do that mountain of paperwork and get payment settled, but you'll save all that negotiation time and skip the sweaty palms. Money hack number 99. Haggle the best price. Choosing the right car for you and negotiating a price at the dealership can be a long and anxiety-ridden process. But the work isn't done once you agree on a price. Next, unless you're prepared to pay for the vehicle in cash, it's time to talk to the finance office. Car dealerships are happy to offer you financing, but you shouldn't trust that your dealer has the best rate. Before getting too far into your car shopping process, check car loan rates from your own bank or credit union. Take proof of that quote with you when you go car shopping. Your dealer is likely to do their best to match the rate you were offered. If they can't, they'll help you complete the process to use the financing offer you have. Is it worth it? It may feel like a lot of work for an interest rate that's close to what the dealership might offer you. But consider that 1% of a $15,000 car is $150. Why pay an extra $150 for your new wheels if you don't have to? Checking your credit for a loan does impact your credit score, and you may see it decreases by a few points while you're car shopping. But don't let that prevent you from doing your own research and shopping around. Credit bureaus can tell when you're shopping for a large purchase and will lump those pre-approval inquiries into a single event on your credit report. And moving into Chapter 3 of our book, it is titled Get Debt Free. Money hack number 100. Check your free credit report. There's only one place to get your credit report from all three credit bureaus, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, for free. To get yours, visit annualcreditreport.com. You'll provide your Social Security number and answer a series of questions to verify your identity to gain access to your credit report from any or all of the bureaus. This report won't show your score, but it's actually more important than your numeric score. It shows every credit account you've held for the past 7 to 10 years, along with your payment history. If you don't see your most recent payment activity, that's okay. It takes lenders a month or two to send updates to the credit bureaus. Doing these checks also ensures that you haven't been a victim of identity theft or fraud. Review it for any errors or accounts you don't recognize. If there are discrepancies, you'll need to file a dispute with that credit bureau to get it straightened out, and the bureau will have instructions for doing that at the top of the report. The more boring your report is, filled with decreasing balances and on-time payments, the better. Why it's important. Your credit report gives you a baseline for the health of your credit. So routinely check it if you would like your own health. You can access a free report once a year from each of the three bureaus, meaning you can choose to access them all at once. Helpful for your first time, or stagger them throughout the year. Maybe you request your free Equifax report every January, then TransUnion in May and Experian in October. Whatever schedule you choose, mark it on your calendar so you don't forget. Hack number 101, know your debt. The first step of getting out of debt is knowing what you owe. Log in to your credit card accounts online to look at your most recent mail statement to find out how much debt you have and what your interest rate is. The interest rate often won't be obvious when you log in to your online account, so you may have to hunt around a bit or open the digital version of your last statement. Create a spreadsheet or list of all your cards, the balance and interest rate for each, and the monthly due date for each one. Do the same for balances and interest rates for any student loans, personal loans, or car loans. And don't get overwhelmed when you do this. You're just taking inventory. You don't need to have all the answers for paying off your debt just yet. You only need to know the details of what you're working with. Hack number 102, keep your oldest credit card. Don't close your oldest credit card if it doesn't charge an annual fee. The length of your credit history makes up 15% of your credit score. The longer your history, the better that part of your score gets. The length of history for that credit card adds to your credit age, which is the average length of all your credit accounts. If you're just starting to build credit, you might only have a credit history of 6 months or a year. That doesn't make much of a case to other lenders who might consider you as a borrower. But if you have a history that's at least 5 or 6 years, a lender can get a better picture of how much risk it would take by lending to you. Hack 103, check your statement. if you're paying your credit card bill on time and usually pay off your entire balance, you may not feel like you need to look at every line of your statement. But reviewing your transactions from the previous billing period can help you catch any signs of fraud before it's too late to take action. If you wait a month or more after a fraud event happens to contact your card issuer and file a fraud report with your local police, it's harder to prove you weren't the person who made the charges. If you can catch suspicious or unusual charges within a week or two of them taking place, you have a much better chance of the card issuer and any other party you must consult with standing in your corner to help you solve the problem and help you get your money back as soon as possible. Money Hack 104. Get your annual fee waived. There's so much competition among credit cards that it usually doesn't make sense to have one that charges an annual fee. But if you find yourself with one, you may want to call the number on the back of your card. You might be able to get your annual fee waived. Many cards waive the annual fee for your first year before reminding you about it in year two. As your renewal date approaches, call and ask politely if it's possible to have your annual fee waived. And perhaps follow this script. You might say something like, "I've been a customer for however long. I really like this card, but I'm considering closing it due to the annual fee. Is there anything you can do to waive that fee?" Even if the customer service representative can't cut the fee completely, they may be able to reduce it for you. A CreditCards.com survey found that more than 80% of people who ask got their annual fee waived or reduced. If you have a high-end rewards card with an annual fee in the $450 to $550 range, you may have less success than if you're trying this for a card with a lower fee. In that case, you may want to ask if you can switch the card with a lower annual fee or none at all. You'll earn fewer rewards, but you'll pay less for the privilege. Money Hack 105, track to motivate. How close are you to paying off your debt? Search online for fun and interesting ways to track your debt payoff progress. By tracking your progress in a visual format, you can glance at your progress and get an instant boost of motivation to keep going. Whatever you choose, put it somewhere in your home where you can see it often. Don't be shy about visitors seeing it. It'll help everyone get talking about the importance of monitoring your money and your financial goals. It may even inspire others to pay down their own debt with more diligence. Hack 106. Make every dollar count. Ever opened a birthday card to find a $20 bill and felt a sense of endless possibility? That gift could turn into a night at the movies, the tab at your favorite lunch spot, or a portion of that new pair of sneakers you've been eyeing. But what if you put every extra dollar towards your debt? Think of all the extra money you end up with each year from birthday cards, holiday gifts, commissions or bonuses at work, consigning clothes you no longer wear, and other surprises. It may seem like the least fun way to use the extra funds, but it can make a serious dent in your debt with minimal effort. Hack 107. Score FICO for free. Your free credit report has plenty of information about your credit history, but you'll notice it doesn't contain your numeric credit score. There are plenty of places online that will sell you your credit score. Even FICO charges consumers about $60 to access their score from all three credit bureaus. Since FICO scores are the ones that used most frequently by lenders, learn where you stand before applying for credit. But don't pay those inflated prices when you probably can access your FICO score for free through your bank or credit card issuer. More than 200 financial institutions offer their customers free FICO scores, including Bank of America, Barclays, Citibank, Discover, HSBC, SunTrust, and Wells Fargo. Many credit unions participate as well. To see your free FICO score, log into your account and look for an icon for your score on your customer dashboard. It's the easiest $60 you'll ever save. Hack 108. Never be late. If you pay your credit card bill late, you get up to a month of leeway before it gets reported to the credit bureaus and impacts your score. But there's another negative to keep in mind. You could be slapped with a penalty, an APR of 10 points higher or more than your typical interest rate. The highest penalty APR that can be charged is 29.99%. Card issuers can't switch you to a penalty APR until your account has hit 60 days late, but they can put that higher interest rate on both current and future balances of your card. Your card issuer is required to lift your penalty APR once you've made 6 months of on-time payments, but that penalty APR may still apply to your future balances for several months. So be sure to check your card's terms and conditions for details. There's also a negative impact right away when you don't pay at least the minimum payment on time, a late fee. Credit card issuers can charge up to $30 for your first late payment and up to $40 if you've had repeated late payments. While you can call your issuer and ask them to waive the late fee, it only works once or twice. You're not going to get much sympathy if you're a repeat offender. With automated payments and mobile apps for credit cards, there's no reason to pay late. The price is just too high. Money Hack 109. Ask your landlord to report your rent. Your rent probably takes up a big chunk of your budget, but it rarely gets included on your credit report. That is, unless your rent is always late. There are two methods to getting your positive payment history reported to credit bureaus. Ask your landlord to report your on-time payments via a service like RentTrack, Rentler, or Cozy. These companies allow you to pay your rent online to facilitate the reporting process with your landlord. Or have your rent payments reported without having to ask your landlord. RentTrack and Rentler provide this service. You pay online, and in some cases, the service mails a rent check on your behalf. Not every option is free, but the nominal fees could be worth it each month if you're making a concerted effort to raise your credit score. Hack number 110. Lower your interest. Did you know your interest rate for your credit card might not be set in stone? If you have a consistent on-time payment history, try calling your card issuer to request a lower APR or annual percentage rate. Do a little research first. If your interest rate is always the lowest shown for the available range for your card, you won't be able to snag a discount. But say the interest rate range for your card is between 16% and 25%. The better your credit when you apply, typically the lower the rate. If you have a 23% interest rate right now, you may be able to convince your issuer to knock that down to 19 or 20%. That reduction may not seem like a lot, but it can make a huge difference in the long run. If you have a high balance, an interest rate even just a couple of percentage points lower could potentially save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars of interest, especially if you are only able to make the minimum monthly payments and it takes you a long time to pay down the balance. This negotiation tactic doesn't work for personal, car, or student loans, as they all have a fixed term. It can only work for revolving accounts like credit cards. You can search online for APR negotiation script for examples you can use when you make the call. Always be polite, and if you strike out, try again in a month or two. It never hurts to ask, especially when the outcome could mean saving thousands of dollars. Hack 111. Aim for excellence. The highest credit score you can get is 850. It's difficult, but not impossible, to get that if you have a shorter credit history or don't have enough types of credit in your profile. But once you achieve a credit score of 740 or higher, you're an excellent borrower. That status gets you access to the best interest rates and loan terms. The reason 740 is the key number is because lenders can use a variety of credit scoring methods to evaluate your credit worthiness. Your score might be higher or lower depending on the scoring method. But once you exceed a 740, everyone just gets stuck in one main group of winners. So don't worry about your numerical score as much as what contributes to it. If you're paying on time and watching your credit utilization, you're likely at that star level or creeping closer and closer to it. Money Hack 112. Set smaller goals. Don't let a large debt balance drag you into a pit of despair. Instead, break your debt into parts and attack those smaller goals one by one. There's no wrong way to do this. Perhaps mentally you look ahead to the payoff date on one credit card at a time, or the amount you plan to put towards your debt each year. You need to be aware of both the long and short term in order to think of your debt payoff realistically. But if you can break down your debt into smaller payoff goals, you'll reduce your chances of getting discouraged halfway through because you feel stagnant. And that's going to be it for today, because we are just about out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us, and please be sure to listen to us again next time. On behalf of the North Carolina Reading Service, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.